The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. Wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Sunday, December 5th, and we are about to break down Week 14 early odds. Joining me to do so, the one, the only, John Breach. Breacher Report. What's up, buddy?
I don't want to talk about what's up, Brinson. We all know how I feel today. You all hear on the recap podcast
let's
how
really
I feel.
Let's hone in on the AFC North. What do you think? What do you say?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
I'm just kidding. We will talk some AFC North. Actually, we're going to start with one AFC North team.
Yeah, we are.
The Steelers heading to the Vikings for Thursday night football. The Vikings are 3.5-point favorites. Obviously, in this particular podcast, what we do is we look at next week's lines to try and figure out where some value might be for you guys to bet on early in the week or overnight before these lines move. This is the Thursday night football game. Vikings suffer a loss to the Lions. Ouch. Crazy game. Steelers, also a crazy game. When the Ravens get a failed two-point conversion at the end on Sunday. The Vikings are 3.5-point favorites in this game. The look ahead had the Vikings as -4. The game's indoors, so there's no weather issues. The over-under is 45 here, Breach.
You know what, Brinson? I am going to brag on myself right now. I have not missed a Steelers straight-up pick since week two. I am 9-0-1 since week three. And I picked him to beat the Ravens. Just been on the Steelers, much to Ryan Wilson's chagrin. He hates that. I'm sure he hates me talking about it. But the only reason I'm bringing that up is because this game to me is a little bit baffling. I know we obviously saw the Vikings coming off arguably the most embarrassing loss of the year because you go out and you lose to the Detroit Lions, which you don't even want to show your face out in public after a loss like that. And that's an emotional low. But I think the flip side is it's equally tough to bounce back after a game where you had an emotional win. You beat a division rival to keep your season alive, which is what the Steelers did against Baltimore. And so I don't feel like, they're a lock to win on Thursday night. Obviously, neither is Vegas because the Steelers are an underdog. But when I look at these two teams, here's what I see. Two defenses that haven't been that good this year. They're both in the bottom third of the NFL. And so I think it comes down to which offense is going to play better. I think the Vikings offense at home on a short week, I like them a little bit better. I hate the thought of taking Kirk Cousins in prime time, but I think Minnesota's going to win, and I think the Steelers are going to cover, and that's how I feel about this game.
I would guess. So you think?
I flipped it all. Yep, I think the Steelers are going to cover. Yeah, and I think the Vikings are going to win straight up.
You know, sometimes I'm prone to tuning out when people are talking. Okay, but you did completely go the opposite direction, right?
Total misdirection.
Okay. Just making sure. I was like, wait, did I miss everything he just said? What happened? I tend to agree with you. I think if you like the Steelers, like this line isn't going to balloon up to Vikings -5 or anything. You know, we saw what happened with it. And Steelers-Ravens different, of course. But, you know, the Ravens had no business being a favorite in Pittsburgh in that rivalry game. This is a different beast. Short week, of course. On the road, you know, and like I thought, I'm torn. Like, I think Ben, I'm torn because I think Ben is. I would love to bet the Steelers if I knew that Ben was going to leak out more I'm retiring information. Because, like, I think whenever Ben leaks out, when Ben leaks something out, like that's designed to like slander somebody else or like pump him up, and you know when it's happening, like, you know, when he was ripping Canada and Mike Tomlin, that's when you want to bet on Big Ben. Because he's motivated enough to leak information out into the public. So I'd love to know what we're going to get from Ben this week. I think if you like the Steelers against the spread, you should probably bet it now. I would think it creeps closer to a like a pick'em, it's not going to get out to, unless there are major injuries for Pittsburgh, it's not going to creep out the other way. And Pittsburgh should be able to hang with them. The Vikings defense isn't very good. The Vikings like to elevate plays run by their opponents. I feel like we talk about this every week. You see it, they're this weird sort of tornado of offense that just drags other people into it. I do think though that 45, I'm not sure how much this drops, right? Like, is this going to come down to 42? Probably not, given the Vikings history. I think the only bet you make here is Steelers plus 3.5 if you like the Steelers. Otherwise, you can probably wait a little bit on this game. I'm trying to see if this total had moved at all.
While you're looking, I have one quick fact. The Steelers are 0-3 against the spread against NFC North teams this year. 1-1-1 straight up.
Ooh, that is interesting. Total. This is a game's not really moving. I'd probably lean towards the under because I think the Steelers are play slow and all that, but the Vikings, again, tornado scare me. So I wouldn't mess with the total. Steelers 3.5, though, I think you want to grab while you can if you like the Steelers. Next game, the Ravens at the Browns. Maybe we can touch on every single AFC North team while we're here. The Ravens, again, lost to the Steelers, of course. The Browns, Browns are on a bye. Okay, I was like, I didn't see the Browns play at all this week. Am I crazy? The Browns are on a bye. Ravens are -1.5 in Cleveland. The look-ahead line for this was Ravens -1. Weather looks to be low 40s, medium wind with no real precipitation on Sunday. We're saying this a week in advance. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, lots of rain and some wind. So be aware that, you know, how Cleveland and Cincinnati and these Rust Belt states work. We have the potential for tons of nasty weather. The over-under here, 43, Breach.
Interesting. That is very interesting. If anybody is thinking they're having deja vu and you felt like these two teams just played, they did. As Brenton mentioned, the Browns are on a bye. This will be their second straight game in the Raven against the Ravens. Played them in week 12, bye in week 13. They had a bye in week 13. They played them in week 12, and now they're going to play them in week 14. There's your two straight games. And so that's the first time in 30 years we have seen an NFL team play the same opponent in two straight games, which to me is a little bit fascinating because if you look at what happened in the first game, you had Lamar Jackson throw four interceptions, but the Ravens still won. And I don't think that's going to happen again.
But it felt like Baker Mayfield threw 10 interceptions, but he didn't throw a single interception.
So. Right, but he just played bad. And then the flip side is we saw the Browns rush for a season low 40 yards, and they only lost by 6 points. I do not think the Ravens are going to hold the Browns to 6 points again. I do feel like these teams are pretty evenly matched, but I think the difference is, as you mentioned, it's going to be soggy. It's going to be wet. That slows down someone like Lamar Jackson. We saw him bang up his ankle against the Steelers. For once, Baker Mayfield has had 2 weeks to heal. There is no one on this planet who needed time to heal more than Baker Mayfield. When this season started, I thought the Browns and Ravens were going to split their season series. And since the Ravens won the first one, I still feel the same way. I think the Browns sneak away and steal this one, even though they're 1.5-point underdogs. So I think they win.
Yeah, and actually, this line has already moved on Caesars, where the Browns are – it's a pick'em. I think this will keep creeping up on the Browns side of things.
Well, and the Ravens just lost Marlon Humphrey, likely for the season. Yeah. That's a big part, big
that's
injury.
That's a big problem. So if you like the Browns, and I like the Browns here, you should bet the Browns now. If you can bet the Browns, get the Browns now. I don't think that it gets all the way to 3 or anything like that. But, you don't want to – we saw the Steelers and the Ravens just play a game, right, where John Harbaugh went for 2 on a two-point conversion late to try and win the game on the road. If you had if you had the Steelers as a pick 'em, you know, you win the game. If the Steelers are -1, you push. So, that does matter in that sense. So I would want to get the Browns in now while they're a pick, -110 regular juice. The over is what I would want to play here, I think, at 43. It's ticked up to 43.5, but I would be hesitant to do so this early because any sort of nasty weather changes that makes it uglier in Cleveland would send this total plummeting down towards 40. Moving on. The Cowboys at Washington. Cowboys -4.5 on the road in Washington with an over-under of 49. Looking like mid-50s with lots of rain in D.C. next weekend. Some win. Same line as the look-ahead, so no surprise there. Dallas,
just kind of humming along. Not anything fantastic.
They got out of their slump. Washington had a huge win. I don't know.
I think 4.5 is too much here.
That's interesting. I felt like this would have been more if Washington had lost, because they're just on this kind of insane four-game winning streak where you look at each game, you're like, how did they win that? But they did, you know, beating the Raiders 17-15 on Sunday, and now they get to host Dallas, and if they win this game and pull off the upset, they're right. They could win the NFC East. So this is a huge, huge game for Washington. But if there is one person they don't want to be playing right now, I feel like it has to be Dak Prescott. No matter how Dak has played in his career, there is one team he has absolutely dominated. It is Washington. He is 7-1 straight up, and the Cowboys have won those seven games by an average of 13.7 points per game. So they are usually not close. And if the Cowboys really need a bounce back game for their offense, you know, yes, they beat the Saints last week. They just haven't looked good over the past month. And so I think this is going to be their chance. I really like the Cowboys here. And here is a quick fact for you, Brinson. Over the past 4 years, the Dallas Cowboys are 4-0, both straight up and against the spread in their first Sunday game after Thanksgiving, because they usually play the Thursday. Then they get the 10-day break, and then they play on Sunday. They are 4-0, both straight up and against the spread, and they have won those four games by an average of 18 points. I really like the Cowboys in this spot. Judging by the way you started talking, I don't think you do, but I'm going to roll with Dallas to cover.
Oh, right. I guess I forgot they had they did Thursday, then Sunday. So that's because if we're being honest, it's because Jerry Jones runs a lot of things in the league and probably is like, look, listen, we ain't having this 4-day break.
Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Here's the deal. We're going to do Thursday, and then we'll do the next Sunday. So we get that 10-day break. You know what I'm saying? I like Washington here. They're playing really well. They're scrappy. The defense is playing well. I don't think anyone scored more than 25 points on them in five straight games, including three out of the bye. Let me double check that Washington stats. Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Because they gave it 24 to Green Bay 2 weeks before the bye, and since then they have allowed 17, 19, 21, 15, and then, of course, against the Raiders today, they gave up 15 as well. So, and the Cowboys are a different beast. Cowboys are an explosive offense. They can get downfield on you quickly. Dak is playing great. I just think that I think Washington is going to keep it close enough where this is a field goal victory, especially if the weather's a little sloppy. That field, when it gets rainy and nasty, is a disaster up there. So I'm going to take – I like Washington here a lot. Now, it has ticked up to 5. So maybe I don't think it's going to come flying back down to Washington with like Dallas -3 or something like that. People will jump all over Dallas. If anything, I would probably look to grab some under, because I think this game could turn into more of a slog than people think. That's a pretty high total if it's bad weather. Washington's running the football a ton with Antonio Gibson, and Dallas isn't afraid to just feed Zeke Elliott as well. So decent chances under looks pretty good pretty early. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, my team versus Breach's team. Bum, bum, bum.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The 49ers at the Bengals. The Bengals are -1.5 coming off a weird, tough loss to the Chargers. They were down 24-0, cut it to 24-22, and they didn't score again for the rest of the game. Joe Burrow's fingers all bleeped up. The over-under here is 46. Look ahead was the Bengals -2. Cincinnati weather looks all right, Breach. Are you going to back your boys at home against my 49ers?
If you're watching on YouTube, I'm holding up my pinkies because that's all I care about right now. If Joe Burrow's pinkies messed up and it affects the way he throws the ball, that's trouble for the Bengals. I think what we saw on Sunday against the Chargers is that, you know, coming into the season, the Bengals offensive line, can it hold up? That was going to be a big part of whether or not they'd have any success this year. They were missing two starters on Sunday, Trey Hopkins and Riley Reiff, and they don't have enough depth to be missing two starters. That's really what it boils down to. So if you have an injured Joe Burrow playing behind a patchwork offensive line, the Bengals aren't winning. That's what it comes down to. That's how I feel about this game. So this will be one where I am watching the injury report. I want to know if all the Bengals offensive line starters are going to be playing. I want to know if Joe Burrow can throw a football more than 40 yards, more than 40 yards.
Don't do also keep throw. Moving, keep moving.
And so, you know, right now I am leaning Bengals, but again, I just want to be comfortable with everyone's health on that roster before I think about taking them. And you know what, Brinson? You know why I like the Bengals? Because someone from Cincinnati actually was the architect for the Golden Gate Bridge. San Francisco's most iconic landmark was designed from by someone in Cincinnati. Thank
That's
you.
Interesting, because I actually think there is a different San Francisco-Cincinnati connection that we could, in theory, touch on. However, I'm not a jerk and I like your dad, so I'm not going to bring up the multiple Super Bowls that the 49ers beat the Bengals in. That would be rude and mean of me to do such a thing. I know I'm a terrible person. I don't know how San Francisco lost to Seattle on Sunday. I know how I watched the game, but like, there was a Travis Homer fake punt that went for 73 yards. There was a 28-yard touchdown drive. It really shouldn't have happened. Yeah, football's weird like that. I think with Joe Burrow's pinky and sort of – I thought he's tough as hell, man. Like, credit to him for going back out there. Joe Mixon, too, like, fight through injury. But with that hand injury, you get a hand injury to a quarterback of Joe Burrow's magnitude relative to, like, what the spread shift would be if Joe Burrow were out, and you can bet it now on Sunday night, give me the 49ers. Right now, I think there is a chance, an unlikely chance, because the Bengals are what are the Bengals at now after that loss to the Chargers? They are
their record.
Yeah, 7-5. It's hard to imagine Joe Burrow sitting out. I don't think that'll happen with a pinky injury, but it's not hard to imagine him being ineffective or less effective as a result. And
is a injured Joe Burrow still better than Jimmy Garoppolo?
Probably.
Yeah.
I just think Debo Samuel matters here. I don't think I don't think he's going to be back for this game. I think he's probably got one more week that he'll miss, but he could be. Eli Mitchell, we need to watch out for his injury as well. Trey Sermon's on IR. Not that he's done anything this year, but I want the 49ers. I think this creeps towards the 49ers with the things they're dealing with injury wise on the offensive side of the ball. So if you like the Niners like me, bet them. And I'm big on the Bengals are bounce back creatures. So maybe they come back in a big way. We'll see. The weather, by the way, did I mention it looks like nothing bad there. Over under 46 is the over is kind of tempting.
Very tempting.
I bet 49ers in the over now. Oh my God, it's up to 47.5 already. Boy, boy. Oh man, that thing's flying up. Yeah.
And then you find out Brandon Allen's playing and you just burn your ticket.
Right, exactly. That if Burrow's good to go, that probably gets to 49. I mean, the Bengals get involved in shootouts. So maybe take a look at that over. I like the 49ers breach likes the Bengals. Bills at the Buccaneers beats Bears. Battlestar Galactica. Bucks -3.5 hosting Buffalo. That is the same line as the look ahead. Over under 53.5 here, Breach.
You know, this is an interesting game because I feel like there is no player in the NFL the Buffalo Bills want to beat more than Tom Brady. I mean, Brady just absolutely dominate him while he was in New England. But a big part of that was because he had Belichick coming up with these defensive game plans because the Bills just couldn't score against the Patriots in the past history. We obviously don't know how Monday night's going to shake out, but heading into week 13, the Bills have given up the fewest yards. Bills defense has given up the fewest yards in the NFL, the second fewest points, and their defense has just looked good. And Tampa's offense hasn't looked so great ever since Antonio Brown went down. They did look much better on Sunday against the Falcons with Gronk and Chris Godwin both putting up big numbers. But I think the Bills defense can actually have some success against Tampa Bay. I think Josh Allen could have a big game against Tampa Bay's defense, which has struggled to stop the pass. They're really good against the run. They have not been great against the pass. And so, you know, I want to see the Bills play one game without Tre'Davious White before I jump on their bandwagon, because their defense struggles against the Patriots with White out. And then that's a red flag. I probably wouldn't be happy taking them. But as of right this second, without knowing what's going to happen on Monday night, I like the Bills to cover.
Yeah, I would want the plus 3.5 because if the Bills beat the Patriots, who are the current number one seed in the AFC, and knock them off and take the, you know, grab a hold of the control of the AFC East, Buffalo's probably going to be, it'll just get to 3. Like, it's going to get to 3 and probably sit at 3 all week. So if you like the Bills, you want to get them now. If you like the Bucks, you probably wait. I don't know. Like, if the Patriots stomp the Bills, I don't think this goes to like 4 or 5. You know, like, this is just going to stay in this zone. If you like the Bills, get them now, because that 3.5 will disappear. It will become 3. And again, it'll just sit there the entire week. The over-under is massive. I mean, 53.5 is enormous. I don't know that I have really any interest in, I think I would lean towards the under there, because there's a chance, like, Buffalo can't, Buffalo's going to have to throw a ton. They're going to be one dimensional, but Tampa should be able to move the ball on the ground. If Tampa gets a lead, they go heavy unders, right?
Like, you were leaning under, and then you were about to talk yourself into the over.
Yeah. The over is like tempting, but I think this number comes down closer to 50. That's a ton of points, man. All right. So yeah, I would bet Bill. If you like the Bills, bet the Bills. If you like the under, that's probably, I would take the under now is what my move would be. Bears and the Packers. Packers minus 13, over under 45 here. The look ahead line was Packers minus 11. Looking like it'll be very cold, no rain or snow, some wind, typical, you know, wintry conditions in Lambeau Field.
Yeah, this, I hate this. I hate a 13-point number in a divisional game. The Packers on paper are a much, much better team than the Chicago Bears, but it's a divisional game. You don't want to bet against a double digit underdog. I would say in normal circumstances, I would blindly take a double digit underdog in a divisional game. However, I don't think this is normal circumstances because number one, the Packers are coming off a bye. Number two, this is a primetime game at Lambeau Field. And we don't even know who the Bears quarterback is. It going to be 4-interception Andy Dalton, or is it going to be Justin Fields coming off an injury? So I do not love taking the Packers to cover here, but I am begrudgingly going to take the Packers to cover here.
I just don't, you can't, I don't, yes. I'm pretty sure I did terrible against the spread this week in week 13, because I had a bunch of the dogs in the early slate, and man, they got their faces kicked in and
kicked.
The Bears are a bad football team. Aaron Rodgers likes to light up the Bears. They're coming off a bye.
He owns them, remember? He owns them.
He owns them. He's a literal owner of the Bears. I don't, if it's just 14 or more, I'm probably taking the Bears begrudgingly, but 13, I think you just don't bet this game. That's what I'm saying. I mean, right?
Get the money line and take your $5 win.
It's Sunday Night Football, too.
Yeah.
So, like,
Aaron Rodgers not losing at home. Or is it
no, yeah. Exactly. I don't, I don't know what to do with this one.
But you do have the toe thing with Aaron Rodgers, and he was spotted in Los Angeles by TMZ at a doctor's office. So
he was limping around that last game.
Yeah. I mean, so that is one little key factor to keep in mind.
The under here, I think, is worth a bet now. I bet it gets down to like 43.5, 43, just because Bears can't score, whether it's Fields or Dalton. Packers love to run the ball. They're a very slow team, and they're not going to want to give Aaron Rodgers a ton of like physical exertion if they can help it in a big game. Like, if they're up 14 plus points,
they're going to run it
and churn clock. So I think the under is a good look here at 45 for Sunday Night Football. Finally, the Rams at the Cardinals on Monday night, a massive game. The Rams obliterated the Jaguars on Sunday. The Cardinals took care of business as well against those aforementioned terrible Bears. The Cardinals are minus 3. Look at was minus 2.5. The total here, 52.5 breach. The just for people who don't know, Debo gives us the lines early on Sunday, and that the line is not moved here. The total has dropped 0.5.
Yeah, this is interesting that the Cardinals are only favored by 3. I mean, the last time these two teams played, the Cardinals destroyed the Rams. They went up, I think, 34-13. They ended up winning
coming off the Rams' huge win over the Buccaneers.
Right. So this is back when the Rams were good. And everybody thought the Rams were going to go in and host Arizona and crush them. And they lost by 17. And, you know, since that game, I feel like the Rams have only gotten worse. They didn't win a single game in November. They had a worse record than the Detroit Lions in November. And the same record as the Lions in December. Did the Rams look good beating up on Jacksonville? Yes, but everybody beats up on Jacksonville. So, you know, I'm just not that impressed with that. And I think that if the Cardinals getting Kyler Murray back in week 13 was huge because he kind of got that warm-up game before having to go out and face a division rival like the Rams in a game that should be competitive. So he got to go out there with DeAndre Hopkins, throw around, have some fun, beat the Bears by double digits, and now they get a big game here. And, you know, I'm not convinced that Matthew Stafford can beat a good team late in the season. So until I see that happen, I'm going to be picking against the Rams when it comes to the spread. So I'm taking the Cardinals cover.
The Rams lost that game to the Cardinals at home, too. They got blown, right?
At home, prime time.
So weird.
So
I think the Rams are fine. I think they're a good football team. They're 8-4 now. The three games they lost, it's the two of them were right before the bye, one right after the bye, but it was Tennessee at home. Tennessee played a great defensive game. That was a
Matthew Stafford pick six. Matthew Stafford pick six. Those are all the games they lost.
I didn't bring up the Bengals that aggressively, aside from me making fun of your father losing two Super Bowls. So, sorry, I feel bad doing that. like the Titans, Packers, Titans, 49ers, and Packers. Those are not bad football teams. Even though the Titans were missing Derrick Henry, they came in with like a chip on their shoulder. So I tend to think that while the Rams' struggles have been against some of the better teams in football, they've beaten up on bad football teams for a stretch there. I will take the point sort of blindly in a division game like this late in the season, because I think there's a good chance that Los Angeles is able to keep it close and Matthew Stafford can. He looked a lot better against the Jaguars. I get it. Jaguars, they stink. It's hard to know what to do with them. And Kyler Murray looked awesome. He had four total touchdowns. And in fact, Breach, before we get out of here, I should point out Kyler Murray almost beat me in fantasy this week. But
this is a big controversy.
Big controversy. And Prisco's denying it. Pete Prisco, all of a sudden, his lineup changed. Taylor Heineke out. He just disappears, and Kyler Murray's in. And I was like, what's going on?
After the lineups were locked.
No, I checked the transaction report. He was swapped in at 6 p.m. Jamie Eisenberg did it, and he's claiming that he did it as a joke and as a bit. I think he doesn't want me to go undefeated in this league, and he's trying to sabotage me using Prisco as his patsy.
Conspiracy is afoot in the Fantasy Football Today League.
If you're listening to this, tweet at PriscoCBS, heard you're a fantasy football cheater. As many possible tweets as we can get to him. Breach, always a pleasure, buddy. See you in the make sure and subscribe to YouTube. Tell us your best week 13 or best week 14 look ahead best bet. And we'll see you in the recap.
Let's go! It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.